Now he says, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Now, the second thing for us to note here is the fact it's churches. And you notice it's rather cool greeting. It's very brief, it's very formal, very terse. No one here is mentioned by name personally. And Paul doesn't express anything here other than he says to all the brethren, and it's not to just one church, but plural churches. Now, there are two ways in which the word church is used in the New Testament. One is it includes the entire body of believers of all different groups, that is, those that have trusted Christ, and they belong to that body. Then there is another way the word church is used, and that is of a local assembly. And that's what he's referring to here. There were churches in different places in Galatia. There was one in Antioch of Pisidia. There was one in these other places that Paul had visited, Derbe and Lystra. And he's writing to all the churches. Some of them, I'm sure we do not even have the name at all. The local church, therefore, is in view and not the corporate body of believers. And when we get to Ephesians, we'll look at the church as that corporate body of believers, invisible. But you see, the invisible body is to make itself visible today in a corporate body. And I do believe that you should be identified with a local body of believers. That, I think, is important. Now, Paul uses his usual greeting that he has. It's rather formal in verse 3. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the word grace here, we've seen before, charis, was actually the Gentile manner of greeting in that day. And the word peace was shalom, and that was the religious way in Jerusalem of greeting anyone, shalom. Now, the grace of God must be experienced before we can experience the peace that's from God the Father. And that, I think, is very important for us to see. I'll dwell on this a little bit further when we get to Philippians. I have dwelt on it before, but we'll be back to it. So I pass over verse 3 with those brief comments.